tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And good evening. Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. On today's program, I'll be talking to the leader of a leading Muslim group about a bill proposed that bans foreign laws from being instituted in Michigan, which some say is directly targeting the Islamic Sharia law. And a new poll finding that the top 10 concerns of parents when it comes to their children might surprise you. We'll be going over that list in the second half hour. But first, if you're driving down I-96 today, you cannot miss them. Beefed up patrols as the Ingham County Sheriff's Office, Michigan State Police, Lansing Police, and the Michigan State University Police making a combined effort starting today to reduce traffic accidents on the freeway. To talk about what led to the campaign and what drivers can expect moving forward, I'm joined by Ingham County Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth. Thank you for joining me, Sheriff.
Good to be here.
So there have been several recent headlines of serious car accidents on I-96. Just how much of an increase in the number of accidents have we seen this year?
Well, it's been a steady rise for the last 3 years. And as a result of that, in talking with my peers in the area, we felt that we needed to get together and do something about that. So that's what really was the impetus to get this thing started today.
Now, what's happening here? Are drivers being more reckless? Is alcohol a problem? Why are we seeing so many more crashes?
Well, it's a little bit of everything, but primarily speed and high speeds. For example, today we got one car doing 92 out of the 132 traffic stops they made today. So speed is one of the things, and inattentiveness is another. People texting or answering their phones or eating or disciplining children, those kind of things. Anything that, 70, 80 mile an hour, you take your eye off the road for a minute. You've covered a lot of territory in a very short period of time, and it's had some catastrophic effects.
Now, I drive down on I-96 myself frequently, and it's a very straight and typically a very clear highway to drive down. Is driving in the range of 70 to 80 miles an hour reasonable?
Well, the speed limit's 70, and that's what the law says you should drive. If you're going to drive 80, you do it at risk.
Now, when it comes to the issues, the highway itself isn't very treacherous. So what kind of situations are we looking at when it comes to drivers actually getting engaged with each other in a crash? I mean, it's not that they're making any sharp turns in these situations.
Well, you're right. I-96 in our jurisdiction from county line to county line is fairly straight piece of road. So it's any number of things that cause accidents, including alcohol and beer and some of the things I previously spoke of.
I need to say this because there's one thing I noticed driving down I-96 that I always scratch my head about is when I see someone in the left lane when there's no reason to be there. In fact, when I think about it, that's probably where most of the, let's say, road rage incidents are probably occurring, when someone's in the left lane driving slow and not moving over to let someone pass.
There's some of that, and actually the law requires you to drive in the right lane when you're not passing. So people should be cognizant that they could actually get a ticket for continuing to hang out in the left lane.
And if you're driving behind someone that's not willing to move over, is it okay then to pass them on the right?
Yeah, it is.
I see. So ultimately, it's really people should know that when they're on the left lane, they really need to be moving over. Now, is there a real speed point where a driver is most likely to get pulled over? I mean, is going 75 really going to draw a reaction from an officer?
Well, that's a discretionary function of each police officer. They can stop a car for doing 20 over. They can stop a car for doing 4 over. It just depends on what's motivating the officer on that particular day. Today we had 92 moving violations out of those 132 traffic stops. And 14 of those were non-moving violations. So they didn't have a license plate that was current, or they might have had the taillights were out. I mean, any number of things that could cause you to get stopped.
Go ahead.
They also issued 43 warnings, but they made 4 arrests in addition to that for criminal arrests, 2 misdemeanors and 1 felony fugitive arrest, and 1 for that included drug arrests for possession of intent to deliver marijuana.
Over 130 stops. This is all on I-96 today?
Yep, every one of them.
And how does that compare then to a typical day?
well, it's probably about 130 more than normally. I mean, we don't normally pay that kind of attention to the freeway. It's usually because we got a call out there that we go out there.
How long are we going to see these patrols?
Well, we're going to do them as we have staff available. It's not going to be once a week or every other day. It'll be when we have staff available, and I think I can speak fairly accurately for the other departments as well. It will be the same way. When we got a day where we got some staff available, that we'll go out and do this again.
I see. So definitely, at least for the near future, drivers should be driving right around 70 miles an hour down I-96. Ingham County Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth, thank you very much for joining me.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.